broadcasting, should I say, on 90.3 megahertz. From last Wednesday, actually. It's been a bit of a marathon for some of us. Yes, okay. I'm talking live from a test broadcast here in St. Mary's. We have another group of individuals over there at Penrith in Neil's Court. And we might just cross to them now and then maybe see what sort of song that they want played.
Hi. Yeah, I'm just working on my second cappuccino now, and it's a nice atmosphere. I'm enjoying the music there, Paul. I think it might be nice to let our listeners know that if they want to call the station, and we'd really love to hear from listeners, give us some feedback, what kind of music you want to hear, what kind of programs you'd like to hear. Give Mark a call on 0202 833 1444. He's feeling a little bit lonely there in the studio.
Yeah,
give him a call and
actually,
say hi to him.
He's not really alone.
Actually, it'll be
I'm not really alone. I've got my mum and dad here in the studio with me.
All right.
They heard me on the radio saying that I was lonely, so they popped in and just been having a chat.
Actually, when you ring 833 1444, you will probably get our little survey girl. Okay.
That's right. We're conducting a survey to gauge community response in what they need and what they would like to hear from us. We are conducting the test broadcast until next Tuesday, and after that we'll shut down. We'll probably put another one on around July. So
mid-July. I think it starts on the 17th, but that has not been confirmed.
No, let's not spread rumours. But
yeah, I suggest that everyone watches their local papers with great intent to find out just what's going on with WFM, and if they're even more interested in what's going on, they should turn up tomorrow to the studios at number 6 Collins Street, just behind St Mary's Library, where the Mayor of Penrith, Alderman Faye Lopo, will officially open the studios to the public at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Don't forget to let our listeners know also that we're going to have lots of live music. It's going to be well and truly a celebration, and it's certainly a significant step in helping to bring the community together in this vast area. We're talking about an area between Penrith and Blacktown, and this test transmission is unprecedented, so it's quite a historic event as well. And another historic event, of course, is the three-way communication we've been able to set up thanks to the Penrith Telecom Business Services. Thanks, guys, for making this possible.
Yeah.
Over to Mark in the studio. Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Have you got something that's more recent, perhaps on a CD you want to play? Something that we can sort of get up and dance a bit to?
Yeah, Wally,
I've got a song by the UB40 from their Best Of album, Volume 1. It's called Rat In My Kitchen.
Okay.
Well, let's hear it, hey?
Let's hear it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. because it's